I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in with some updates of the marketplace in Chicago from the CME Group this morning. Futures are now trading the nearby contracts a bit higher for the day. Beans are up 2 to 2.5 cents, and corn futures are anywhere between 4 and 5 cents higher. Wheat futures are up about 6 on the day. Futures in the livestock are down 15 cents, and the live cattle, feeder cattle, are off a nickel, and lean hogs at this hour are up a dollar. We'll have a more complete look at those numbers in just a bit. Let's take a look at what's been happening. Otherwise, USDA issued a federal order yesterday requiring pork producers to notify the department when their hog herds test positive for PEDV. Producers must notify their veterinarians about positive cases or the state's veterinarian's office. The federal order does not require herd guarantees, or rather quarantines, or restrictions on the movement of animals. Private analytical firm Informa Economics yesterday forecast declines in hard red winter wheat, soft red winter wheat, and white winter wheat production in the United States, but it increased winter wheat production on the global front. When we take a look at the cash prices of those products, the national DT and average basis for the hard red winter wheat was unchanged at 38 cents overnight. Under the July futures contract, DT and national hard red winter wheat index was up a penny at $6.76. For corn, the national average basis a penny higher at 23 under the July futures contract, and it's now 7 cents down from the previous day at $4.26 for the cash price. The national average basis for soybeans up 4 cents at 27 cents under the July futures, and the DTN national soybean index was down 18 cents at $14.34.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Now let's check the weather forecast for the growing regions in the Midwest with meteorologist Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be mostly ideal as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. We'll see a mix of all kinds of weather, including some shower and thunderstorm activity, some cooling tendency over the weekend, and a return of warmer weather later next week into the following weekend. The end result is going to be continued support for most of the region's crops, and we'll likely have an opportunity for some field work to continue to advance as well, although we will have to see that field work play around the precipitation that's expected. I don't anticipate much in the way of heavy amounts of rainfall across the majority of the region, but there will certainly be a few strong thunderstorms to deal with, and the early indications suggest that the first round of those kinds of storms will probably occur here this weekend across portions of Kansas and Missouri, mostly southern Kansas initially, and across Missouri as we move towards the end of the weekend and the early part of next week. A deepening low pressure center will likely form over Missouri and head off to the east northeast as we move through the first half of next week. That should bring some heavier rains to Illinois, portions of southeastern Iowa, and perhaps a part of Indiana and Michigan. The storm system will produce some locally heavy amounts of rain and perhaps cause some localized flooding, but I don't think we're going to see any kind of crop damaging conditions coming out of that. There may be a few severe thunderstorms, however, and we do expect to see the hard red winter wheat country probably to suffer some concern, at least with the amount of excess moisture that will be occurring this weekend. Portions of southern Kansas and Oklahoma, where the crop is already working its way through maturation, is going to see rain totals of 1 to 3 inches and perhaps some locally greater amounts. And the precipitation just doesn't occur on one day either. It's stretched out over 2 or 3 days, and the end result will be at least a little bit of concern, like I said, for the quality of the crop. Harvest delays will occur in the south. We do anticipate the jet stream shifting to the north next week and on into the second weekend into the two-week outlooks that should take away the precipitation frequency in the southern plains and reduce concerns about harvest and disruptions. In the meantime, though, most of the Midwest will see showers and thunderstorms from this developing storm system over the weekend into early next week. and it will likely bring a fair amount of moisture across the region, enough to maintain the moisture situation as being favorable across the majority of the Midwest. And there will be some disruption to farming activity, obviously, but for the most part, planting is already completed across many of these areas. We'll see the greatest rainfall. In the meantime, the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt will continue to have the biggest struggle with getting field work completed, but at least the weather is going to be at least a little bit more cooperative there. We're expecting to see rain frequencies down a bit, and we'll also see their intensity reduced as well, and that should give opportunity for getting back into some of the fields here as we move closer to the deadline for finishing field work. The temperature bias across the Midwest will continue to be warm today. Most everybody will be in the 70s and 80s. The majority of the region will see a cooling trend take place as we move through the weekend. The afternoon temperatures on Saturday in the northwestern Corn Belt will be in the 60s and lower 70s. It'll still be in the 80s, though, across the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. And as we move into Sunday, we'll see the afternoon temperatures mostly in the 70s across the region. A few upper 60s will occur in the north. There may be still some readings near 80 degrees at the Ohio River Valley. And as we move into Monday, the temperatures will be very similar to those of Sunday, and then we'll start warming from west-east across the region as we move from Tuesday into Thursday of next week. Temperatures may rise a little bit above average during that period of time, reaching back up over 80 degrees in several areas. The low temperatures at night should fall back no lower than 40s in the far northwestern part of the Corn Belt and 50s and 60s in most other areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the regions of the world that grow crops.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
This is the opening market report. It is the sixth day of June 2014 in Chicago at the CME Group. Futures are mostly higher for the day. July wheat in the soft red winter at 613.5, up 7.75. July corn at 455.25, 6.25 higher. December at 452.75, up 5.5 cents. And July of next year at 475, or rather 4.75, up 5 cents. July soybeans at 1463.5, or 3 higher. November at $12.16. up 5.5 cents, and July of 2015 at $12.27, a penny and a half higher. Bean meal up 60 cents, bean oil 35 cents higher. Live cattle futures in the August contract down 40 at $140.92.5, and August feeders at $199.75, or 7.5 cents lower. June lean hogs at $113.97.5 are up a buck for the day. On the phone line with us this morning to take a look at these numbers, Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing. He's from right here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, what did you see in the overnight trade, and how do you expect things to move today?
Well, the overnight was pretty quiet, really, but since we've reopened here at 8:30, we kind of see a little bit of strength here in the corn and beans, and I guess I think that we went down there and we certainly got down to some levels on corn that, you know, matched the levels we got to back here in mid-January on the December futures, you know, coming off the extreme low after we had the January report there. So I guess you could certainly make a case for the fact that there should be good support there. We've got the report coming in next week, and I think you probably see some short covering here from guys that had put shorts on and taken profits that maybe at least lets us hold our own. I guess I don't expect any big rally here till we at least see what the numbers say next week on corn.
So I take it in corn you're looking for consolidation, maybe a trading range. What kind of range?
I think that you're probably looking at that 460 area as being some pretty good resistance on December futures.
Okay. And
at 445, you know, we hit low here overnight. So on the soybeans, there's some stuff going on, I think, from the standpoint of spreading and the rolls that, you know, start here today as far as rolling some of the old crop out. I think some people may have been trying to get ahead of that yesterday, and they were coming in and selling July, you know, getting some of their long July, short November spreads off, and that may have exaggerated the bean situation a little bit, but we'll see. Really, you know, not any big shakes here, November stayed above 12, and I think that's the main thing right now from a support standpoint.
When Goldman rolls, how much of an impact do you think it'll have today, tomorrow, and then Sunday and Monday, I suppose?
Hard to tell, but I guess I don't expect that because people have been looking for it, so probably the preparation for it may have been more important than the actual fact.
And your expectations for the rest of the day today?
I think we'll be able to hold our head above water, but I don't expect anything real positive out of the market. A couple of things we're picking up on here this morning. Some is some bigger interest in second crop after wheat out west. With some of the rain they've gotten, there's a little bit more interest in that, it seems like. And the other thing is that there's some talk out here on China and some of this bank situation where they've made some loans on inventories that seem to be non-existent in the metals especially. But something to really keep an eye on that China situation. We need to make sure that the banks don't start having any troubles over there.
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Todd.
Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing. He's right here in Champaign, Illinois. He joins us on the Opening Market Report. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu, our ag programming at willag.org. The forecast says we'll see sunny skies today, a high of 81 degrees, southeast winds at 6 miles an hour, and then tonight, clear with a low of 59 on an east-southeast wind at 6 miles an hour. Well, a 20% chance of rainfall tomorrow will go to a high of 83 degrees.